Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report with our guy, Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, another busy week for you, and here you're heading to Winnebago.
Yep. I got a guide trip there for perch and walleyes. Heard the perch bite has been pretty decent on certain reefs, 8 to 11 feet on minnows mainly. So I'm going to do that here tomorrow. And then I heard there has been a good, decent shore fishing bite still for walleyes around Beaver Dam, different areas. Guys that are getting them pretty decent. And also Green Lake, close to dark and then into dark, they're getting them there. And the Madison chain also. So yeah, if you don't own a boat or you put yours away, now is the time to get out and do some of that shore fishing.
Hey, if somebody's never fished Winnebago, I mean, it's such a huge place. What's the best way to tackle that? I guess I'll start with, if you know, obviously boats are getting in the, you know, maybe off the water, but if you're going to try to go fishing on Winnebago and you never have before, what's a good place to start?
There's so much structure out there, more on the west side than the east side, but there's so many rock piles and reefs that a map to start would be a good thing. And then also Navionics on your phone or a good locator that shows you the definition and the depth and the contour changes, and just poke around. And if you say, if you found fish in like 8-9 feet on rocks and then they stop biting, well, there's lots of spots you can try. Just keep trying the same thing in different locations, and typically you're going to run into fish.
You know, there's plenty of opportunities to shore fish on Winnebago, isn't there? Because there's so many parks and, I guess, inlets and such that you have a wide variety anywhere between the Fox Valley and all the way down to Fond du Lac.
Exactly, yeah. There's just miles of shoreline and fishing opportunity definitely up there.
And you mentioned Beaver Dam Lake, though. Do you think that's going to continue through for the next few weeks here until the weather really gets cold?
I think so, yep. It'll hold on. And I was out here this last weekend, and it was windy and whatnot, and I was just fishing windblown points and stuff. And yeah, we caught some walleyes and some nice ones and threw some back. So yeah, not just from shore. We were out in a boat, and we did well out there. So water clarity has gotten good, and now it's that time of year that these fish want to definitely eat.
Do you ever fish or have you fished below the dam on Beaver Dam Lake very often? Because I always see so many people out there.
Many years ago I did. I kind of stay away from there now, but yeah, I know there's they've been getting fish down there. They're getting walleyes and crappies below the dam, and smaller bluegills, a little variety of stuff down there. But yeah, the other day I drove by and there was probably 20 people down there. Yeah. So when you see that, you know they're getting them.
Yeah. So do you have to do anything different when you fish below a dam and the water's moving so fast than if you were, say, out on the lake in general?
Yeah, you got to match the speed of the current with a weight that you're using. I like a egg sinker usually on a swivel and just a bare hook, and I would throw it out and just let the river current move it downstream, and then you'll feel the fish pick it up. And once you kind of match the weight with the speed of the current, you can do pretty good down there.
Tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
Yeah, I've been getting calls here for winter trips. Hopefully we get some more ice than last year, but I'm booking trips right now and in for winter. And if you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time and thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, what's your week been like in the Madison area?
Well, I mean, we had a pretty wet week. You know, it had some rain come through. What was that, Sunday? Rained all day, and then it's been off and on rain all week. So it's been slow here at the bait shop, but fall, of course, is a great time to get out and do some fishing. So a lot of people are having some success out there.
Yeah, you mentioned that the lake is turned over, the water bodies of water are turned over. What have they been catching when they've been out there?
The walleye bite on Mendota has been great. It's also been good on Monona. It's a better numbers game on Mendota. Monona's got better size. The pike on Mendota has been, well, actually the pike on across the entire chain has been great. All those bigger game fish have got their feed bag on. Really the only bite that's kind of slowed down has been largemouth bass, and that's typical when the water starts to cool. But Yeah, the panfish bite also has been great all around town. If you can find some weeds, you'll likely find some fish. Monona Bay is a very popular ice fishing spot, and a lot of the bluegills that live out in Monona in the, all summer have moved in there, and they do every year, so good numbers of fish down there, too.
Do you still see a good amount of boat activity, or when you get to this time of year, does it turn to a lot of shore fishing on the lakes in Madison?
It's mostly shore fishing. A lot of folks put their boats away. The snow is not far away, and you got deer hunting coming up and stuff like that. So folks usually put them away definitely by this time of year and then just do shore fishing. But that's all right because, like I said, a lot of those fish are up shallow chasing bait fish around, and the action's been good.
So what has the what's the hunting been like, whether it be duck hunting or deer hunting down in the Dane County area?
Well, I've been out the last couple weekends. It's been pretty slow for me. I've seen some bucks moving around a lot. I haven't seen any chasing myself, but I do talk to a lot of guys in the shop that have been out, and they say that the rut is in full effect now, of course, while I'm here working. But I'll be out this weekend again, and I expect to see some good movement and a lot of good rut activity this weekend.
Well, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle, where you're located, your hours, what's going on, and also your extended fishing report information.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and the piers are still in there as of this conversation. And yeah, we've got everything folks need to get out on the water. Big suckers for musky fishermen and little crappie minnows if you're chasing crappies. So, and we do a weekly fishing report every Friday. I update that on our social media. So that's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we also have a good old-fashioned call-in phone line. 608-BIG-FISH is the number there. So yeah, happy to do that. And yeah, it's a great time of year to be out fishing.
Pat, I appreciate all you do, and we'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Wade. Always a pleasure, and yeah, we'll talk next week. Take care.
Let's head to Fishtails right now in Fox Lake and bring in Tim. Tim, what do you know? What's been going on in the world of fishing here as we work through November?
Well, you know, the weather the last 3-4 days has been a little tough, been a little windy, had quite a bit of rain. Lake levels are up on the lake. Guys are still catching crappies, the guys that are going out. They seem to be doing better from the shores. The bridge right in downtown Fox Lake has been doing some crappies after dark. I know the bridges on Beaver Dam Lake, on G and FW, been producing some crappies. But it seems everything after dark, Wade, at this time.
So if people want to fish and have some success, waits for the sun to go down a little bit?
Well, that seems to be the best. You know, once it gets dark, that seems to be when the guys are coming out. There have been a few guys coming in getting musky suckers. I haven't heard of any muskies being caught in the last week or so. But, you know, fall is some of the best musky fishing of the year. So as these water temperatures drop and the nights get cooler, turns those big fish on.
Hey, have you seen any ducks on Fox Lake at all this year? I mean, are they out there? Any hunting stories that you've heard?
You know, I'm not a big duck hunter, Wade. You know, you probably talked to Rick Wendland. He seems to be the big duck hunter in the area. The words that I'm getting from the guys that are coming in is there are no ducks around. Guys seem to be going up on the marsh, up around Marquette, on Puckaway, getting some ducks up there. But the local lakes here, Beaver Dam, Fox Lake, from what the guys are telling me, it's been a little quiet with the ducks.
Well, tell us about Fishtails. You can get all the local information and find some great stuff, whether you're looking for stuff now or for the ice fishing season. What do you got?
Well, we're right in downtown Fox Lake, 529 West State Street. We're just in the period right now where we're putting the open water stuff away and getting the ice fishing stuff out. So it's that big transition year where everything gets put away. We've got the store about half changed over. We've got a real nice selection of ice fishing, tip-ups, augers. Hopefully we get some ice this year. I know I looked at my calendar. Last year we were ice fishing the 29th of November. It only lasted for about a week. And, of course, as you know, we had a bad year, had warm weather, really never got to drive on the local lakes all winter. Hopefully it changes this year. We get some early ice and get some inches of ice on the lake before we get some snow. And looking forward to a real good winter season.
Tim, I appreciate the time and good luck, and we'll see you at Fishtails.
Have a good day today. We'll talk to you next week.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, and he does everything. He hunts, he fishes, he paints lures. Rick, what have you done this week?
I've been actually out in the woods almost every day, if not every day. The duck hunting is just absolutely terrible in Dodge County. I don't think there's five ducks in Dodge County. And it's not just me saying that. It's about 50 guys that I talk to on a regular basis. There is just no ducks anywhere around here. I mean, there's a few, but for the, you know, first 2 weeks of November, I mean, Wisconsin, Dodge County, southern Wisconsin should be loaded with ducks, and there's just none here.
Are they going through Minnesota, going through Michigan, just stopping up north, or just skipping us all together? Why are there no ducks in South Central Wisconsin?
Well, a lot of them are still in Canada. A lot of the flight hasn't even come down yet. But I have a really good friend that hunts Lake Winnebago every single day. And this week Monday, there was probably about 15,000 bluebills on Lake Winnebago, and Tuesday there wasn't any. So they're just screaming through, and they're migrating, and they're not stopping.
Are there goose hunting seasons as well? I mean, because there are a million geese around, aren't there?
Not really. I actually talked to a guide on Tuesday, and last year at this time they had over 700 geese, and this year they have 86.
Okay.
So, you know, even the goose migration, I mean, I don't see a lot of geese around Fox Lake. Sitting in my tree stand, I don't see a lot of geese, you know, migrating through or flying through. I'm a firm believer that the migration is just not here yet.
Okay. And how about sitting in the woods? What have you seen sitting in the woods looking for deer?
Well, this last past weekend, 11 of my friends actually have shot deer and some real giant ones. Eric Bruni from Beaver Dam here shot a giant 11-pointer with a big drop tine. But a lot of deer are falling. A lot of deer are moving. I'm seeing deer, just not a lot of big deer and a lot of deer out of range. But I haven't seen the big 30-pointer yet by any means. But you know, this week is the week to be out. I mean, this is the first morning I actually haven't hunted. I've been out every night. You know, it's going to happen. You just got to be at the right place at the right time.
I know you paint lures now, don't do as much fishing, but have you heard anything about, I know Winnebago's, I heard some people catch stuff in Winnebago and some on Beaver Dam Lake. What have you heard?
Personally, I don't know anyone that's been out fishing except for a real good friend of mine has been going to Big Green at about 5 o'clock at night, stays till 7 o'clock. He's fishing off of shore around the bridges around Green Lake, and he's getting his limit of walleyes every single day.
Awesome. I know you're painting lures right now for Raw Bass Customs. Tell us about them and how people can find those as you get ready for Christmas and maybe next season or some late season fishing.
Well, at Fishtails here, we moved all the baits over because they're putting all their ice stuff up, and we keep them up because they are great Christmas presents. I actually sell quite a few lures every year from this time till at Christmas, because if you have a fisherman in the family and you want to give them that special gift, the Raw Bass Custom is the perfect Christmas gift. They're available at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M in Portage, and Dick Smith down in Pewaukee.
Rick, I appreciate your time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.